Today's December 21st, 2023. Current Bitcoin price is $43,772.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
How's it going, Rick?
Oh, you know, just another day.
Yeah?
Trying to unhack my Facebook account, but I don't know, it was somewhat entertaining. I mean, I'm now listed as divorced and now female.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You've had quite a year so far.
I mean, one day. I mean, and I lost 3 years. You know, I just turned 40, so it's awesome.
That's awesome. No, that's... Man, you know, I swear to God, Facebook is one of the easiest places to hack, or it seems like it, because all the time, it's like, at least once a quarter, it seems like you log into Facebook, and it's like, oh, you need to change your credentials. Somebody logged in from a different place. Or people are cloning your account. It's like, they drive me nuts. They drive me crazy with that stuff.
Yep. And you can always recognize when somebody's been hacked, because like there's all this crazy stuff. You're getting private messages out of nowhere and you're just like, oh, great.
Yeah. Yep. Or they're like, all of a sudden they're selling stuff. It's like, oh, they've got this home with like all kinds of furniture. And it's like, they just want you to click on some links or something. So ridiculous.
Give your computer some AIDS.
So real quick, we'll open up and we'll talk about our $3,000 Bitcoin purchase that we modeled a while back. Looks like our high was $3,889. And right now we're actually sitting at $3,872. So we're almost back to where it was before. We had some discussions, I think, was it earlier in the week or I'm not sure when it was. We were talking about, we weren't sure. Well, I think it was last weekend, going into last weekend before when we recorded last, you know, what the price was going to do. It seemed like it was going to go back down and hype came back again and Bitcoin popped back up. So right now we're sitting at $43,759, but I mean, there was a lot of momentum that kind of went into the beginning of this week. So we'll see. We'll see where all that goes. I don't know if the Bitwise, their commercial, I don't know how else you'd put it.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that on what Tuesday night, right? Like you're like, you remember what happens with this stuff. Usually it tanks the price.
It tanks the price. Every time there's a major ad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now we'll have to wait and see. And, you know, it's one of those things. I think everybody's still kind of waiting with bated breath for the spot Bitcoin ETF approval. And actually something I wanted to bring up was breaking right before we were going to start recording here. It appears that there's reports of a conference call. This is coming from Fox Business, is in progress right now between the SEC and all 12 BTC ETF filers. Kind of crazy. I figured they would, any decisions or anything like that would be held off until after the holiday, but there's a discussion going on currently. So let's see that, how that plays out. My guess is like if we're recording right now and we see the price jump like $3,000 or $4,000. In a moment, then we know what happened, but no news yet.
Well, it's just been kind of weird with the price. I mean, there was that huge fluctuation when it went down to almost 40 and it bounces off that. And it just keeps, it was trying to break below that, but it never would.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, then it, at the same time, it doesn't seem like we can get above 45 right now either. I mean, I think our high has been 44.7, maybe 44.8, somewhere around in there. So it's in that range bound area. We'll have to see how that plays. I mean, you know, and I saw something earlier today where they're like, oh man, Bitcoin's going to hit 160,000 this bull market. I'm like, if everything plays out the way I think it's going to, it should eclipse 160,000. I would honestly expect 160,000 maybe by the end of 2024. But then I would expect us to go into like the 220, 250 range in 2025. But who knows?
Yes. I don't know. Well, we're going to talk about this. If these ETFs go through, the fact that we're talking about Bitcoin being, you know, under 45,000 is going to be kind of, there's going to be people who look back and go, that's pretty crazy. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Could have bought some Bitcoin for 45.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as a, you know, and it's the same for the people that are like, oh man, I had, when Bitcoin hit a dollar, I sold it all. You know,
greatest financial move ever.
I mean, back then I get it, right? Like that was such a gamble back then. And some of those people probably made so much bank off that kind of a move.
Yes. Some people who just ran their miner for a while and then they had several thousand Bitcoins, like, sweet, I need like a car payment or a down payment on something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they could have had sitting on 20,000 Bitcoin and hit a dollar. They're like, oh, sweet, I made 20 grand.
Yep.
I mean, it's one of those things. And I still go back to trying to hold on to your Bitcoin that whole time without some of the methods that we have nowadays. I think that would have been really difficult.
Yeah. No cold storage wallets, and you know, your hard drive crashes and you're screwed at things.
Yeah.
Or yeah. You throw away your hard drive in the trash and you're going to the dump to look for it.
Trying to hire people that are like experts, like your stuff is so compacted now at the bottom of that dump. I don't know. And then something else I wanted to bring up, which I'm kind of sad, but I figured, you know, something like this was going to happen shenanigan-wise. I guess earlier this week, BlackRock changed their filing on their Bitcoin ETF. They've changed the ticker symbol now, too. It's going to be IBIT. Before it was, I think it was IBTC. So now it's going to be IBIT, and they're changing the payout where it used to be in-kind to where it's going to be cash-only redemptions. So that could lead to some trickery, I'm sure.
Yep.
And it's going to lead to higher fees because the Bitcoin's going to have to be transferred back to cash in order for somebody to settle out.
So you're probably going to pay the fee going in and paying the extra fee going out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that way they can, you know, there's a lot of different things going on. I mean, because I think Elizabeth Warren's legislation that we had talked about at the last episode too is going in. I don't know if it's hitting the floor in government today or not, but it sounds like that there was going to be some sort of a vote on that going on or some sort of discussion where, you know, it may be they're going to outlaw privatized mining, privatized holding. And then at that point, the only people that will be able to hold Bitcoin will be authorized representatives by the government.
That is very interesting.
I mean, it wouldn't be an outright ban, but I mean, you might as well, you know, and I guess that's part of my feeling too right now. Like if this ETF thing happens, like the days of Bitcoin being kind of the rage against the system and all that kind of thing, like at that point, it'll be fully embraced. And, you know, we've talked about this before too, like where BlackRock and those guys, they're trying to clear the way to where they don't have competition from the decentralized exchanges, the startups that came in, adopted the cryptocurrency space early on. And now these guys are going to come in and be like, well, this is our playground now. You guys can get out of here. And they're going to put it behind a wall. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that's just kind of what it feels like.
Yes. You know, and I've been thinking to myself quite a bit, is like, what is BlackRock's end goal here? What's the end game? Because, you know, the people that, you know, in BlackRock, you know, the interest that BlackRock represents, they are not a fan of this type of thing.
Mm-mm.
So, and I'm not saying, you know, and I'm not exactly been celebrating them getting into this.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they have up their sleeve, but it's not good.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that I know that BlackRock's got up their sleeve is they want to make money. Right. So I think that's going to be, I mean, I think that's part of it, but then as to how much of that they want to corner the market and be able to run things, that's the other question.
Yep.
So,
well, yeah. You can't really control things unless you can get it, 51% of the hash rate, right?
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of that too, like the difficult thing about the hash rate is that a lot of it too, like, I mean, I know they can buy miners and stuff like that, but there's a lot of the hash rate that is decentralized in a way where, yeah, they may be on a single pool, but those miners have the ability to just change pools at any time. So if they don't agree with what they're seeing, especially because a lot of the miners that are doing it kind of on their own, they may not completely agree with what they may see coming down the pipe or something along those lines. So they can make a complete shift and just point their miner somewhere else rather than being a part of a pool that they feel is not respecting the decentralized nature of Bitcoin.
Thank God for the miners.
Yeah. As much as like Marathon and some of those other mining corporations, as much as they can control hash rate, there's still so many out there that are diversified enough to where if they decide they're going to shift directions, they can. So, I mean, that's one good thing about it. And I mean, at that same token, you know, there's people that have miners that maybe they're not on, but if they see that Bitcoin really is in need of something, they could power them up and they can start pushing hash in other directions. You know? So.
Yep. I don't know. It's just a very interesting time, especially, you know, the hash rate. What is the hash rate at now? Is it still going up or is it kind of tapering off now?
Let me pull that up real quick. I did not have that up on the screen. Current hash rate is 517.12 exahashes. And actually, I'm going to check that because it looks like it could have changed. So it looks like it's dropped slightly. It did hit an all-time high again on the 5th of December. It looks like it hit up to 600 exahashes. And then it went down like on the... went down to 369 exahashes on December 9th, right around there. And right now it's back at... 501 actually is what it's at right now at this moment. So, I mean, it's still got quite a leap. And when you look at that time frame, like, I mean, it's just been an exponential climb since 2020, yeah, pretty much. I mean, the miners, they're going to have to start selling at some point too. Like, they'll have to recoup electricity costs and all that type of thing. But yeah, it goes back to, like I said, I feel like this is going to be an interesting change. I mean, once that approval happens, it's going to become the institutional club. I don't know. I hope the libertarian spirit of Bitcoin remains intact.
Same here.
And then the last thing I was going to bring up is Ledger. We had talked about them in the last episode. About the security breach whenever you were interacting with decentralized contracts, like the DEX Web3 stuff. And apparently they're working out a plan to pay back their people that were affected by the hack or by the malware that was installed on the devices. Still doesn't make me totally feel warm and fuzzy, but at least they're trying to be upfront about it.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing that we found out after the fact is that it was put in there by a former employee.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not a good look at all.
Mm-mm. No, absolutely not. We'll see. Maybe we'll get some hardware wallets that are just like, hey, yeah, guess what? All this does is hold. It's not going to allow you to interact with smart contracts, nothing else.
Yeah.
That's all I want my cold wallet to do. Anyways, or hardware wallet, I should say. It's not necessarily a cold wallet, but that's really all I had today. Like, there's a lot of hype still, I feel, in the market waiting to find out about the ETF. You know, we continually have people buying like crazy. So that pressure, I think it's getting in the cooker, and I don't know what that's going to look like. You know, I don't know. Do you think do you think, and I think we talked about this last time, but do you think we'll see a sell-off whenever you hear the announcement, like somebody will sell their Bitcoin just expecting the price to drop?
I'm not doubting that people are going to try and do that.
Yeah. I don't know how long it'll last.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how much institutions want to get involved with Bitcoin. I mean, if there's a huge influx in, then it's going to pump the price up no matter how many people are trying to sell.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the only reason why I bring that up is I think gold did something similar when its ETF launched, where whenever it first got announced, it tanked. And then after that, and it wasn't long, like I want to say it was probably within a month or so, it tanked and then the price rose like crazy, where it did that 350% increase.
Yeah.
Before it got to where it was just held steady. So yeah, we'll have to kind of wait and see. Wait and see. Real quick, newsletter, still working on it. We still got some stuff coming up on the website, but feel free to go to the website and you can sign up and subscribe to our newsletter. We do have the hardware wallets on there, the Elopal and the Ledger affiliate links on there. I know I'm not trying to say bad stuff about Ledger because, I mean, I do use them personally, but that is on there, and I'm just...
We might just gently nudge you towards the alley, pal.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
But, I mean, I've been pleased with the Ledger. I'm just not pleased with their actions lately. So, yeah, that's about all I've got. You got anything else you wanted to add?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We do hope you all have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
All righty. See ya.